The Lord is good and all the time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Lord. In Jesus' name, say amen. And with smiles, he says, amen. No, smile. This is a time of joy. In Jesus' name. Can we give big applause to Jesus, to baby Jesus? Clap for baby Jesus. Please sit. Please sit. St. Paul tells us in the letter he wrote to the Galatians, chapter 4, verse 4, that at the appointed time, the Lord sent the Savior, a son, born of a woman, born of Mary, at the appointed time. Our prayer is that this may also be an appointed time for you, the appointed time for you. Perhaps you have been looking for this job. Our prayer that you may find that job you are looking for, in Jesus' name. Say amen. Perhaps you are sick, or you have this ailment, you're undergoing treatment. Our prayer is that this will also be appointed time for you to experience healing. Say amen. Perhaps there's a family feud. This Christmas, your family cannot gather. Not because you don't want to gather, but because no one wants to look at each other's faces. We pray that peace may reign in your... This may be the appointed time for you, for your family, for peace, for reconciliation. Say amen. We know that Christmas is a joyous time. True? It's not a time to have stone faces. No. It's a time to show the Lord your teeth. You see, it doesn't matter whether it is white, whether it is black, whether it is blue, whether it is green, whether it is brown. The Lord who has given you that teeth wants to see it during Christmas. How wonderful is that? Because today in the gospel, the angels told the shepherds, I bring you good news, a news to be shared with joy. Because today, a Savior of the world has been born. He is Christ the Lord. And that's why we gather to celebrate, to rejoice. Christmas is a family time. True? People travel from east, from west, from north, from south to celebrate. People gather at grandma's place, or mom's and dad's place, or brother's place, or sister's, because it's a family time. A child, children bring joy. Now, how are you, my baby? You know, it's something of joy. A child brings joy. So the birth of the Savior, Jesus, brings joy. Not only to Mary and Joseph, but to the whole world. So as we celebrate this Christmas, we remember in a special way some families that have been married for many years and are looking for the fruit of the womb. Our prayer is that the birth of Jesus may also bring child into their family through Christ our Lord. Say amen. Amen. We also remember children, some of them were born on the streets and they're looking for a home. And some were abandoned by mom or dad or parents. They're looking for foster home. We also pray that during this Christmas time, they may also find a home where they can be happy with a man and a woman that loves them and takes care of them. And they can call them mommy and daddy and be happy. You know? That is also our prayer. Because that is Christmas. Jesus came to fight injustice in the society. And yet, there was no place found for him to be born. Even from the time of his birth, facing difficulty. The Savior of the world was born in a paddock. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, we are told in the first reading of today from Prophet Isaiah that to us a son has been born. And here are the names given to this son. Wonderful Counselor, Eternal Father, Everlasting Father, King of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Mighty Counselor, and Prince of Peace. We need peace in our own lives, don't we? We need peace in our families, don't we? We need peace in our communities, don't we? We need peace in Australia. We thank God, in fact, we're living in peace compared to places like Ukraine, Israel, and the Palestine. So there's places in the world today that need peace. So let us allow this peace that Jesus brings to us to reign. Let it reign, reign in our own hearts, and from us to our family, and from our family to our neighborhood, from our neighborhood to our country and everywhere at large, to bring my homily to a close. I want everyone, you'll be waving your hand and you'll be smiling and you'll be repeating the things that I say. Are we in business? Are we in business? Are you with me? The Lord is good. Can we clap for Jesus first of all? Give Jesus a good clap with smiles on your cheeks. Give him a good clap with smiles on your cheeks. Great. So now you wave to Jesus and then you repeat what I'm saying with smile. Just imitate Father Chinua with smiles. I love you, baby Jesus. Everyone. Baby Jesus, bless me. Baby Jesus, bless my family. Baby Jesus, bless my community. And baby Jesus, bless Australia. In Jesus' name, say amen. The Lord is good. And all the time.